Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's Michelle Bachmann's latest misstep, the beginning of the end of her presidential campaign. By most accounts, Bachmann did well in the CNN Tea Party Republican debate, taking Rick Perry to task on his executive order requiring girls to get the HPV vaccine, suggesting he was catering to pharmaceutical maker Merck. And then she did this.
Well, I will tell you that I had a mother last night come up to me here in Tampa, Florida, after the debate. She told me that her little daughter took that vaccine, that injection, and she suffered from mental retardation thereafter. It can have very dangerous side effects. The mother was crying when she came up to me last night. I didn't know who she was before the debate.
That was Bachmann on the Today Show recounting what some unnamed stranger allegedly said to her. Now, we have no reason to doubt someone actually said this to Mrs. Bachmann, but it is incredibly irresponsible of her to repeat what this person said as part of her argument about the HPV vaccine and then suddenly throw up her hands and say, you'll have to make of it what you will.
There's Anderson Cooper from CNN talking about the controversy that has sprung up around Michelle Bachmann and her comments. The HPV vaccine is at the focus, the vaccine she was talking about during Monday night's debate. She accused Mr. Perry of mandating it, suggesting that he had ties to the drug company, et cetera, et cetera. And then she does what she seems to always do, say something or come up with something that is, foolish is the right word for it, but in the case of Anderson Cooper, though, there's an issue about that not being news. He's supposed to be a news guy, and he throws in his two cents with all kinds of things we can talk about with regard to the vaccine comments and how it's being handled by the news media. If you're a Michelle Bachmann fan, you probably don't like it. I'm not a Michelle Bachmann fan, but I think even though what has been said, she never sounds like she's that bright. To me, the way that it comes across, the way she presents herself, the way she presents issues, and the way she kind of rehashes things she sounds like a simpleton to me. That's what I've always thought about her. But in this case, I'm also annoyed that so many people like Anderson Cooper, who are supposed to be deliverers of the news, throw in their own comments. Let people decide for themselves. You say it's incredibly irresponsible. I think that's what he said, Anderson Cooper said. How's that in your job description? Does CNN say to you, okay, Anderson, tell everybody what you think? Incredibly irresponsible is not a news phrase. It's an opinion, and it may apply or may not apply, but there is, there's a lot of this kind of stuff that goes on, and it becomes really frustrating. I want to hear what Michelle Bachmann says. I don't give a damn what Anderson Cooper says. Do you agree or disagree with that? Help yourself to 800-510-8255. We'll be focused certainly on that through the balance of the hour, along with other things that come out of the presidential race at this point in time. The jobs bill, what's going on in Afghanistan, as we have time, let's put all of that together and come up with a good hour of conversation. Here's Cooper talking to Ron Kerry, who was the former chief of staff for Mrs. Bachmann, about how these misstatements she seems to make over and over again happen.
You were Bachmann's chief of staff. Why does this stuff seem to happen over and over again with her? I mean, is it willful on her part? Is it carelessness? What is it?
Well, Michelle is very impulsive from a personality standpoint, and she, to her credit, she reads an awful lot of information, but sometimes I'm afraid that she reads maybe 80 or 90% and leaves out or forgets the 10 or 20% that can change the outcome. So her impulsive nature, coupled with the fact that she sometimes doesn't digest information as carefully as she should, leads to these kind of impulsive statements that sometimes are just off the mark enough that it makes her into a more of a provocative, controversial figure.
So are these things which are written out in advance for her, or are these things which just are in her head and pop out?
No, that's one of the challenges I found with working with Michelle, and it's consistent with other people who've worked with her, is the fact that she doesn't use her staff well. She's pretty much independent and does her own research. I mean, she'll be out there on the stump preparing her own remarks and speaking off the cuff with no staff intervention or involvement whatsoever. So it's really difficult to prep her and help her kind of fact check before she goes out speaking, because she will be out there speaking, and you'll say, where did this come from? And it's something that she maybe heard on TV. I mean, a great example, I think, just a month or so ago is when she kind of flubbed the Elvis anniversary, and she probably heard something that morning on TV about the anniversary of Elvis, and she interpreted it without listening carefully as his birthday instead of the anniversary of his passing. And that's just, it's really hard for the staff to manage lack of ability to stay on script.
All right, so anyway, there's Ron Carey with friends like that. Who needs enemies? But maybe it's pretty telling. That's what I suspected. It's interesting to get his point of view, given the fact that she does make these sort of foolish statements all the time, and that may be just the way. You don't want someone like that to be your president, do you? The other side of it is what I respect is that she's getting the information on her own, even if she's screwing up the understanding of it, instead of being prepped and told what to say by her staff. And that kind of I like, actually. 800-510-8255. Here's, radio hosts Jim Sharp and Joe Adams talking about the comments from Mrs. Bachman on how irresponsible it was for her to repeat something told to her by somebody that she didn't even know.
I don't know who she was before the debate. I didn't know who she was, but I'm going to go ahead and repeat what she said, even though it might have absolutely nothing to do with it. It might actually just happens to be something that was absolutely unrelated. Not that I'm defending Rick Perry on this one. I want to be clear. I don't want the government telling me what I have to inject my kid with.
He did the wrong thing. He forced this through with an executive order. It was the wrong thing. But he's also said, I'm sorry, I was wrong. He walked it back.
Yeah. Bachman is just not happy with Rick Perry over it, and continues to float around these ideas that this is a dangerous vaccine.
You have innocent little 12-year-old girls that are being forced to have a government injection into their body.
Yeah, which is not good. You don't want the government forcing anything. Well, here's the problem. This is a very, very important vaccine. And I actually chose to have my daughter have this vaccine. And I chose to not tell her exactly what it was all about. I said it helps prevent cancer. I didn't want her to know that that she was getting this in case she had premarital sex. But, you've got doctors from across the country now who are pretty upset about this. Here is Dr. Ronald DiPino, he's the president of the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, not happy about what Michelle Bachman's been saying.
Scientifically, it's one of the great advances. And what's remarkable is it's exactly what we've wanted to do all along, which is to prevent a cancer from happening in the first place. Not just curing advanced cancer, which is often the dialogue and the focus, but this is an opportunity to prevent 80% of cervical cancers. My position as a physician, my position as president of MD Anderson, as a member of the Institute, and as a father, there's only one path here, which is to support vaccination.
Hmm. Yeah.
He went on to say that any other course of action is unethical.
All right. 800-510-8255. That ought to be a whole discussion for a conversation on the air, the HPV vaccine and what it does, so people will know more about it. Let's finish this discussion by listening to Chris Matthews talk to Ed Rollins, who was Bachman's former campaign manager, and see what he thinks.
Who do you want to win the nomination?
I still want Michelle Bachman to win the nomination.
You'd like to see her president?
You know, I think she's a great candidate. I think she's evolved. I think she will evolve. She's got an uphill battle. She's got to get back.
Would
in
you
the
like
game
to
again.
See her president of the United States?
I would not.
Controlling the bomb.
First of all, the bomb is I want someone to control the economy, and I think she's right on those issues.
Well, you would make her commander in chief.
Whoever's president gets to be commander in chief. The one that's in there today didn't have much.
You're
experience.
Hedging. Would you like to see her commander in chief of the United States?
She's commander. She's elected president. She'll be commander in chief, and she'll
would
do a
you
job.
Like her to be commander in chief?
I have no question that she could be a very tough.
Oh, you are so slippery, Ed. You're not answering my question, but I know I'm not getting an answer from you.
That's pretty interesting, isn't it, huh? 800-510-8255. We continue concentrating on the presidential race as the countdown moves on.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brand you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. It gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like Brake Best, Brake Best Select, and Wagner Thermo Quiet. In stock and at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wanted OnStar, but it didn't come with your car? Well, all that's changed. Introducing OnStar FMV, a mirror you can add to your car. So drive your Ford, your Toyota, your Honda to Best Buy, and you can drive away with automatic help in a crash, stolen vehicle and roadside assistance, navigation, Bluetooth, and more. The wait is over. Get it installed on your car today. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
800-510-8255 is the way to reach us here on the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits, if you will, the big subject matter, the essence of debate and discussion in news talk radio and television. Here's Linda, who is a survivor of the kind of cancer that these vaccines are supposed to take care of. Linda, what do we need to know about your cancer, first of all, if you would?
I just mentioned him. I am a cervical cancer survivor. I just happened to catch mine and had a hysterectomy. But I see this from a different point of view. One thing, Rick Santorum, if you watch the debate, he lit into Perry as bad or worse than Michelle Bachmann, and no one's mentioned that. But you remember, to get cervical cancer, you have to be sexually active, and they are assuming every 12-year-old on is going to be sexually active. That just isn't the case. My own daughter got married, and she was still a virgin when she got married. It does happen. And she happens to also be an autism specialist, you know, I mean, a master's degree and everything. And there does seem to be a connection with over-inoculating children that get autism. I'm not so sure this vaccine. I'm not a big proponent, and I'm going to bet you really aren't either, of over-inoculating kids. You know, it used to be we separated the vaccines out. Now we give three and four at a time and overwhelm.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big fan at all of the vaccines that are given to children when they're young, frankly. I think we do over-vaccinate, but I don't know how that applies here to this discussion. But thanks. 21 after the hour.
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the presidential race is front and center, 800-510-8255. Here's host Michael Graham. He actually has Rick Perry on his program talking about the top issue in his campaign, or the campaign from his perspective.
What's fascinating is I have so many people here in New England who go, Rick Perry, he can't win. Southerner down there goes to church and that's crazy talk. How's he going to get, you know, typical Americans vote for him? And I said, he's got one tool in his toolbox. Jobs, 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 jobs.
And that's, I mean, it's so interesting that, you know, the competition on the stage, they want to talk about everything but jobs, because we've got a great jobs record in Texas since I've been governor. A million jobs have been created in the state of Texas. In the 2.5 years that this president has been in office, he has helped destroy over 2 million jobs. And he's trying to do more of the same by this. Well, listen, the $800 million worth of stimulus didn't do it, so let's do $440 billion more, and that's surely working again. No, sir, Mr. President, you cannot spend your way to prosperity. It's never worked. John Maynard Keynes' theory of economics, it failed in the 40s, and it failed in the late 2000s, and it will fail again. Hopefully we can wipe it completely off the books, and it will always be taught in our schools as a failed economic theory.
We had a bubble in job creation, you know, after the stimulus, but it never caught up with obviously the massive job losses. And then it started declining again. And I talked to a lot of people on the left who were willing to be honest with me off the air, Governor Perry, and they said, we don't understand. You know, for a while there, we had some job growth, and now, as you know, in August, we're back down now to zero. Why didn't it work?
Well, government funded economic policy never works. I mean, the fact is that, I guess in a theoretical world, and as they painted it, in these schools of economics, you can somehow show on graphs and what have you. But in the real world, it doesn't work. The only way that you're going to create real and permanent jobs, you know, you may create a temporary job by throwing some government money out there, but the only way to create permanent long-term jobs is to free the entrepreneur from overtaxation and overregulation. And I'll add a third that we've done in the state of Texas, which is have a legal system that doesn't allow for oversuing.
800-510-8255. That's Rick Perry. Here are hosts Ron Upshaw and Don O'Neill talking about comments that Perry made during the debate that show how disconnected he is.
Here's where Rick Perry gave a horrible answer, because he came out and said the drug company is Merck, and the guy that used to lead his campaign and then ultimately was part of his staff used to be a CEO or COO of Merck or something like that. And so Merck, by these mandatory inoculations, which ended up being, you could opt out, Merck, though, did make millions and millions of dollars as a result of that. I think what's really amazing, and it shows you how disconnected he is to Americans, when he says, if you think I can be bought for $5,000, I think to most Americans, including myself, $5,000 is a lot of money. And I'm just wondering if you up the ante with him, well, hey, and this is what I would ask him, well, can you be bought for $1 million? Can you be bought for $2 million? Could you be bought for $5 million? Well, since you're the $30 million man, could you be bought for $20 million? I think it's amazing to me that he opened that door and no one slammed him for it. And I think it made him sound very disconnected when he said, well, hell, I raised $30 million. That's what we hate about you politicians.
That's how much money
the
you
fact
raise.
That you spend so much time going out and raising $30 million. Just run, damn it, run, and then after you run, go govern, damn it, govern, and then get the hell out. Let's have some term limits. And I think his comment just shows you how disconnected our politicians are with us. $5,000 is a lot of dough, dude, and to spit on us and say that $5,000 is not a lot because you're the $30 million man, that's why we hate guys like you.
Amen to Ron Upshaw and Don O'Neill with that comment. They're right on, aren't they? What do you think? 800-510-8255. Latest polls on the presidential race up next year as we continue our conversation. Hello, it's Doug Steffen at 28 past the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Coast to coast and border to border around the world at DougStephan.com. This is the continuation, another half hour in this hour, of what's going on in the world of issue-oriented talk radio, politics, front and center. And many of the things that people talk about on their programs have to do with what they hear on other programs. And that's the case, especially with programs like The View. We have to take excerpts here and there if there are people who are talking about politics. And yesterday, Michael Moore was on The View. He talks with the ladies about the current crop of Republican candidates.
I think that the Republicans who are running all deeply love their country.
Yes.
And I don't question one single bit any of their love for the America.
But
I think that they're out of touch with where the majority of Americans are at right now. I think the majority of Americans don't believe in the things they believe in. And actually the one Republican who says that, yes, there is global warming, yes, there is evolution,
yeah.
Who helped pass the civil unions law in his state as a Mormon and a governor of Utah, Huntsman.
Yeah.
He's sort of the sane one who has taken a middle position.
But
and if the Republicans, he's the lowest. That's what I'm saying. If the Republicans were smart, they would
yeah.
want him as the candidate because he would get independents and some Democrats. But instead, they're so committed to the Tea Party and they're on the Titanic.
The Titanic. That's interesting. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Okay, the polls. Here's Vicki McKenna, a radio host in Lexington, talking to Scott Rasmussen about the latest polls on the presidential race, which show pretty much what Michael Moore just said seems to be true.
How does it all play out, do you think, in 2012? I'm looking at some of your most recent polls here up on Rasmussen Reports. I've got, barely anybody having any confidence in Congress. 17% of the American public thinks the country's going in the right direction. Barack Obama's approval index is at negative 17. And yet I'm looking at this very disturbing poll here that says election 2012. Generic Republican 47, Obama 42. I mean, don't you think it should be a blowout at this point, and yet, you know, that's not necessarily within the margin of error. It's a nice number, but it's not what you would have expected if we were indeed embroiled in a revolution.
It's not a huge lead for the Republicans, and part of the reason is because we rarely have blowouts. We've only had one landslide election since 1972, and that was Reagan's re-election victory in 1984. Part of what's happening is that the president still retains very strong support from the Democratic Party. They may not be as excited about him as they were 4 years ago, but he has that base of support. Also, there are a number of people who are saying, you know, we really don't like what President Obama is doing. We're not sure we like what the Republicans are going to come up with either. And that's where the closeness of the race comes from.
Do you think that what is your, like, if you had to call it right now, Scott, what do you think the likely outcome of a president, just a generic Republican? I'll pick a Republican, Mitt Romney or Rick Perry. If one of those two guys is the nominee, what's your sense about what happens on Election Day?
If the election were held with the conditions as they are right now, President Obama would lose, you know, by a modest amount. But, you know, the one thing we know for sure is the election won't be held today or anytime soon. If we go into a double dip recession, then you can begin to look at numbers that are approaching a rout. If the economy gets much better, I'm not how many people are expecting, but if that were to happen, President Obama would have a very good chance of being reelected. I will tell you what my scariest scenario is, though, not as a pollster, but simply as an American citizen. If a Republican were to win the White House and not make any fundamental changes in terms of our national fiscal condition, that would be a disaster. And we would be heading into 2016 facing a series of failed presidencies, facing a series of times when voters keep voting against the party in power and not getting any positive results. And I think there will be huge openings for new political movements, which could be either very good or very bad.
New political movements. That's what's been going on in the Middle East, in case you haven't gotten a sort of a key. That's the subtle side impact here. What's going on? The fringe elements take over because the people who are supposedly from the mainstream don't make it. But the mainstream isn't being represented by either any of the Republican candidates, for the most part, and certainly not Obama. He doesn't represent the mainstream at all. So where are we, and maybe why are we where we are? What's the problem with the system? The system is so broken. You remember Winston Churchill talked about how this was a horrible system, but it was the best of all of the bad systems there were. Why is it we can't figure out how to do things the right way? Why is government so broken? Why is the election process so broken? Maybe you look at your own life and think, wow, my life is broken too. Why is everything so broken? Is that something to think about? 800-510-8255, the jobs picture. Some say it's worse than what we've been led to believe. That'll be next in the focus here on the countdown. It's 21 before the hour.
You won't find a better value on an oil change deal than at Advance Auto Parts. Case in point, right now at Advance, a 5-plus quarts jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and filter are just $11.99 after mail-in rebates. That's our lowest price of the year on a Pennzoil oil change special. Again, just $11.99. I think I've made my case. Get a better value at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-799. $29.70. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it in stock at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery get you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
800-510-8255, the phone in line. We are on the air and online, on air on lots of great radio stations all around our country, online at DougStephan.com. And the target is the whole situation, the conversations going on, talk radio world. The jobs bill is now front and center as host John Osterlin talks about the American Jobs Act bill and why the president ought to call it something else.
Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert officially introduced the American Jobs Act of 2011 this morning. Well, actually, this afternoon. So Obama wanted to call the bill the American Jobs Act. So this Republican congressman from Texas, Louie Gohmert, he introduced the bill this afternoon, the American Jobs Act of 2011. He pulled the rug out from Barry's feet. Quote, "My bill is not the president's bill. It's a real job creator," said Gohmert. Gohmert said that he read the president's 155-page jobs bill plan when it was emailed to lawmakers on Monday afternoon. Calling the president's plan a disaster, Gohmert said that he checked to see who filed the American Jobs Act for the president. Yeah, well, just for the heck of it, he said, I wanted to check. I wanted to see who filed the American Jobs Act for the president here in the House, since we had to do it now, right away. But discovered that the plan had not been officially introduced in the House. So at 1:20 this afternoon, 12:20 our time, Gohmert filed his own version under that title included on the president's legislation distributed to members of Congress 2 days prior. And again, this president who you love, this Jobs Act bill, he says it's already paid for. So it's almost $500 billion. Well, how's it almost paid for? Well, we're just going to add this to the mess that the super committee of six has until Christmas to take $1.5 trillion off of our debt, which they won't be able to do. So if this thing ever does go through, which it won't, once Christmas comes around and the super committee of six haven't been able to chop $1.5 trillion off of our national debt, then the tax hikes kick in on this president's American Jobs Act bill, which he'll have to call something else now because that name's been taken.
800-510-8255, a sobering new report on poverty in our country. Some news that isn't particularly pleasant. There has been very little income growth in the last 13, 14 years in our country. And you look at the news, high unemployment rate, the reality is that the majority of you you have jobs, but they're not getting the number of new jobs and the good wages that everybody always talks about are not there either. How do you feel about your job and the present discussion and situation? Here's Congressman Paul Ryan. You remember him as the creator of the analysis, if you will, of the budget problems. He's released a video on YouTube basically focused on the jobs bill.
America's economy has been hit really hard. A lot of people have lost their jobs. More borrowing and spending and higher taxes are not going to bring jobs back to America. The last thing we need to be doing is to complicate job creation in America with this complicated tax code we have today. A tax code should be fair, competitive, and simple. And the U.S. tax code fails on all three counts. Here are common sense ideas we've advanced before and that have bipartisan support. First, we have to make our tax code fair. It's full of deductions, credits, and special carve-outs, otherwise known as loopholes, that let politically connected companies avoid paying taxes. Every dollar that companies spend lobbying for a better tax deal is a dollar they're not spending making a better product. And since every dollar hidden in a loophole doesn't get taxed, politicians make up for this lost revenue by increasing overall tax rates. So we need to close these loopholes. But if we just close loopholes, then our federal corporate tax rate is 35%. Add in state and local taxes, and the rate climbs to over 39%, the second highest tax rate among developed countries. On top of sending almost 40 cents out of every dollar earned straight to the government, businesses pay investment taxes, payroll taxes, and a handful of other taxes government makes job creators pay. In the 21st century global economy, and when American families need jobs, this approach just doesn't make any sense. We need to make our tax code competitive. The budget we passed in the House of Representatives calls for closing loopholes and lowering tax rates. The President's bipartisan fiscal commission proposed something similar. The commission's plan would reduce corporate tax rate to as low as 26% and lower the top individual rate that many small businesses pay to as low as 23%. So if we lower tax rates, does that mean the wealthy pay less in taxes? Not if we do it by closing loopholes, because the people who use most of the tax loopholes are those who are in the top tax brackets. For all the money that's parked in these tax loopholes, all that money's taxed at zero. Take away the tax loophole, lower everybody's tax rates, that money's now taxed. But it's taxed at a fair, more simple, more competitive way, so the small businessmen and women who are out there striving and competing have a better tax rate that they can compete in this global economy. Third, let's make our tax code simple. Individuals and businesses spend over 6 billion hours and $160 billion every year just trying to understand and comply with the tax code. Let's simplify the tax code, not just by closing loopholes, but also decreasing the number of different tax brackets taxpayers fall in. Fewer brackets, along with lower individual rates, will make the tax code less complicated and let more people keep more of the money that they earn. There's a reason this approach has bipartisan support. It's fair, it's competitive, and it's simple.
That's Congressman Paul Ryan with some really important food for thought. That's what I love about doing this program, because we bring together all kinds of material that you would not necessarily hear in one place. Thanks for that information. Here's host Charlie Sykes talking to Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin about the jobs plan.
Will this actually do anything for the economy?
No.
Why not?
Well, because it's pretty much the exact same thing that he tried with the $800 billion stimulus. It didn't work. And then they have tried this, you know, reducing the payroll tax by 2% this year. That's costing us about $112 billion. And the economic growth in the first quarter was 0.4%. In the second quarter, 1%. We created no jobs at all in August. So, I mean, the bottom line, these are trial and failed policies, and they simply haven't worked. And I don't see why you'd expect them to work the next time around. All that's going to happen is we will indebt our children and grandchildren to the tune of another $450 billion. And, you know, Charlie, if you really want to get the economy growing, and this is actually something that would be possible, is just stop issuing new regulations. You know, eventually you've got to start reversing them, but the first step is to stop issuing new ones. That actually would restore a little bit of confidence back in the economy. But right now, businesses are just scared in terms of what's coming down the pike with new regulations, and that's the one concrete thing that this administration could propose And, of course, President Obama's not doing that.
Well, I think the president seemed to be setting up that straw man, saying, now, there are some people that don't want any regulations, that want everybody to get their money back, and then, you're sort of on your own. We're not going to protect you from mercury. We're not going to protect you from dirty water and dirty air. That's the response we're going to get from the left, that you want to dismantle all of the regulatory protections for the regular folks.
No, we want to stop the issuing of new regulations, which are causing real harm to the economy. I mean, it is scaring business people. It is preventing them from having the confidence to actually invest in their businesses. And, no, I mean, I'm not instinctively anti-government. We need regulations to protect our free market system, things like antitrust. You know, I'm a huge environmentalist. I want clean air and clean water. But there's a point of diminishing returns.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of OpsGear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Afghanistan now in our focus as we continue trying to piece together a lot of information from various talk radio programs about what's going on in Afghanistan. Here's Greg Jarrett talking to an L.A. Times correspondent about the 20-hour siege by the Taliban in Kabul.
How did six lone, I don't know what to call them, terrorists, hold that many people hostage for 21 hours?
Well, the nature of the site that they chose for their attack, a tall, unfinished building, really gave them a way to hole up and inflict all kinds of damage while the authorities were trying to figure out a way to get to them. And it took, as you noted, it took a full 20 hours from the beginning of the siege until it finally ended with the last of the assailants being killed.
Now, the Afghans have been given responsibility for security of Kabul some time ago, and it seems strange that this one tall, unfinished building, which would be the high ground and a very important part of Kabul, would be left unsecured so those six could stock it with weapons, first of all, and then get up there and lay siege to the embassy.
It's a very serious security lapse. There's no doubt about that. And while the Afghans are going to be looking at their own security forces and seeing if there was a possibility that somebody cooperated with the assailants to help them get themselves and their weapons in there, NATO will probably be looking, too, at why this building that could be used to such effect would have been left essentially unguarded.
It looked and sounded like the firefight was a large-scale battle that went on for that 20 hours with U.S. troops and Afghan troops just involved in a a serious, ongoing, high-stakes battle. Now, were any Americans or Afghan troops hurt or killed in this incident?
Yes, there were several members of the Afghan security forces who were killed. It has just emerged this morning that there were some NATO troops wounded as well, about a half a dozen altogether, but the military has not really disclosed a lot of detail about that.
Will there be any change in the American stance there in the way they go about business as a result of this?
Well, the ambassador, Ryan Crocker, is downplaying the significance of the attack, saying that that everything within the embassy worked as it should have, that people very calmly went to designated secure areas, and that for that reason nobody inside the embassy, none of the American staff, was injured. But still, this does seem to really expose the vulnerability of even, as you say, these very tightly guarded installations. And, of course, the vulnerability of Afghan citizens just going about their daily business in a busy, busy part of the city.
Here's Suzanne Malveaux talking to General John R. Allen about the Taliban attack in Afghanistan.
It was on the eve of 9/11 that you had that attack, just about 60 miles west from where we are. It is in the Wardak province, and it was at a combat outpost where somebody drove up a truck, exploded a bomb there, quite a powerful bomb. Two Afghan civilians died. A lot of people were injured, at least 77 from the international coalition, and most of them Americans, we are told. 25 Afghan civilians also injured. We are told there are minor injuries, that it could have been a lot worse. But we had a chance to talk to General John Allen. He is the main person who's in charge of the U.S. and NATO troops, the mission on the ground here in Afghanistan. And he gave us an exclusive interview to talk about, first of all, what this explosion, what this Taliban attack means, but also why we're here 10 years later after the 9/11 attacks, still in Afghanistan.
This attack was a high-profile attack. It was a pretty significant suicide vehicle bomb. But they have been ejected from the population in so many places around the country that their only ability to influence the battlefield in many cases, on many occasions, is simply a high-profile attack. And that's how we view this particular attack.
10 years from the September 11th attacks, why are we still here?
We're here because Afghanistan must be left as a sovereign nation, a member of the international community, governed by a democratic country, a government, that ultimately evinces human rights, dispenses the rule of law, and is not a platform for foreign terrorism, is not a platform ultimately to launch attacks on the United States ever again, on the West, and upon the thousands and thousands of innocent people who have suffered as a direct result of Al-Qaeda and Taliban's ideology.
All right, here is Dave Briggs and Allison Camerota talking to Major General Glenn Walters about Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan.
Some are saying this may be our first glimpse of Al-Qaeda without Osama bin Laden. But what does this mean for America's role in Afghanistan?
Commanding General for the 2nd Marine Aircraft Wing, Major General Glenn Walters, joins us from Helmand Province in Afghanistan. General Walters, wonderful to see you. It's interesting to talk to you right now as we are all on alert here in New York City for a possible attack from Al-Qaeda. How does Al-Qaeda look to you from Afghanistan?
Well, I can tell you, we've been here for 6 months now, and after May 1st, we didn't see much change in the operations here.
Not much change. Al-Qaeda is not what you think it is. That's where we'll end this hour of the countdown. Attention.